The first time I ever wrote a letter to my president was in the spring of 2003, right after he freed Iraq. I wrote him to confess that I had bought a Dixie Chicks CD. The next day, I wrote another letter giving my president the heads up that his American flag lapel pin was crooked. I suggested he tell Laura, his wife, that when she's sending him out the door in the morning and she's straightening his tie and checking to make sure he doesn't have any food caught between his teeth, she should straighten his American flag lapel pin. So began a year and a half of daily letter writing, during which time I wrote letters of advice and constructive criticism to the famous, the infamous, and the current administration. After the 2004 election, my wife Viola dragged me off to Canada, and I stopped advising my president for a while. We came back to America the following September, and I started a weekly show on K-Cup Radio in Newport, Oregon, called Carl's Point. I've shared lots of opinions with you since then, but my main point can be summed up in one word, and here it is. My president is the greatest president we've ever had. He's even better than Herbert Hoover. And anything that goes wrong on his watch is Clinton's fault. But all good things must come to an end, and I'm sorry to say that this will be my last point. Viola gave me a choice. Either I stop doing Carl's Point, or she'll go to Canada again. By herself. Don't worry about me. I'm a survivor. It's my president I'm worried about. He's in big trouble, and he needs my advice more than ever. But I promised Viola I'd stop doing Carl's Point, and a promise is a promise. But Viola never said anything about YouTube. I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my last point. For now.